You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, Clodagh's here with Business. What have you got for us today?
Good morning, Karen. Yes, well, an investment fund based in London has bought a stake in the Northern Ireland house builder Braidwater. It's called the Business Growth Fund and was set up in 2011 by Britain's five big banks. They invest between £2 million and £10 million, taking minority stakes in different companies. And this deal is the fund's first investment in Northern Ireland, although the actual size of the deal hasn't been disclosed. Braidwater is based in Eglinton and is run by its founder Patrick McGuinness and his son Joe. And this investment will support the development of Braidwater's existing sites. The fund's CEO, Stephen Walton, says it's their first deal in Northern Ireland and there's the possibility of more deals ahead in the future.
We've spent the last few years getting to know people in Northern Ireland, meeting businesses, and it takes often years to develop trust and build those relationships, and Braidwater is the first example of that coming to fruition. It has a long and successful tradition as a house builder. We see a great opportunity now to help them to expand as the economy expands. We all know that building new houses is critical for the whole of the UK and absolutely for Northern Ireland. House building is a sector we're actively supporting now. We also think there are good opportunities in manufacturing, in technology. Northern Ireland has a strong and very active educational sector, and that's going to give rise to more entrepreneurial businesses. There are many other businesses that we're talking to, and I confidently expect that we will make more investments in the years ahead.
Some news in the jobs front, Clodagh?
Yes, no, 14 new jobs are being created in the childcare sector, an investment of around £600,000 in County Down. A former primary school teacher is opening a nursery in Bangor for about 60 children, and this investment is supported by Ulster Bank. Julie Morrison says, although it's early days yet, there's potential for further growth in the long run.
I was a childminder for 3 years, so I started my business small from the building, and there was just a huge demand. I had a waiting list. I just felt that, you know, now was the time to expand. The future plans for growth, at the moment I want to get my teeth into this one and make a success of it, and I want to be the best in Bangor. Eventually in the future I would like to expand and do another one.
And if we take a first look at the markets this morning, the FTSE closed yesterday at 61.46. A pound is worth $1.52 and €1.42, and that makes a euro worth 70 pence.
Well, Clodagh is back, and it's Global Entrepreneurship Week this week, in case you didn't realise. So what's happening here?
Well, Karen, yes. Last year in the UK, more than 2,500 events took place as Global Entrepreneurship Week. And it kicked off yesterday with one of the first events, the Digital Business Club, that took place at City Hall last night and that was hosted by Barclays. Adrian Doran is their head of corporate banking in Northern Ireland. So, Adrian, what sort of turnout was there last night? How did it go?
Well, we had about 100 people from small businesses come along to the event, which we held jointly with Belfast City Council. And it was really around getting small businesses thinking about new digital technologies and how they can embrace them. So firstly, we were talking about the growth in mobile devices and how to engage things like social media. And really getting companies to think about how they can adapt to these changes. So for instance, it's not enough to say that we have a corporate website, but it's important to make sure that that website displays properly on a mobile device, or that when your customers look for you on Google that you can be found easily.
And now, so it took place at Belfast City Hall, but there were firms there, small businesses from across Northern Ireland.
There were, and the second part of the evening was really showcasing some of the new technologies that are available to small business. So we had, for instance, drones supplied by company Iris, who are based in Belfast. We also had some 3D printers supplied by Fab Labs, who are based in Belfast and also in Derry. And really, we were showcasing these technologies. So for instance, you can go down to Fab Labs and they can manufacture your new product. So you can take your idea and turn that into a product very, very quickly.
And against the kind of backdrop that we're seeing cuts in on the public side of things, there's more pressure on our private sector for economic recovery. Is that why we need events like this?
Well, it's partly changing your business model so that you're lower cost. So, for instance, banks have had to embrace online banking and mobile banking because it's more convenient for our customers. And so, for instance, you know, we're looking at new technologies now, such as check imaging, where our customers can take a photograph of the check, lodge it into their bank account instantaneously. And you think about the cost that that takes out of the system and the convenience for customers. So we're being forced to change our business model for new technologies. And I guess it's the same for any business, small businesses included.
And small businesses, I mean, technology might really help to put them on the map, but it is a challenge in itself then to try and keep up.
Absolutely, and I guess that's the important thing is that there is help there. You can come into Barclays and talk to a digital legal who can point you in the right direction. You can go to places like Fab Labs and use their technology. And these types of technologies used to be the preserve of large companies, but they're now really available to small SMEs for the first time.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Adrian. And if we just take a look at the markets, the FTSE will open this morning at 61.46. A pound is worth $1.42 and $1.52, and that makes a euro worth 70 pence.
Clodagh, EasyJet.
Yes, good morning. Noel, well, some results out this morning. EasyJet has posted its fifth year in a row of record profits, boosted by what they describe as favourable economic and consumer trends. Their annual profits jumped 18% to £686 million, and their revenues rose 3.5% to £4.7 billion. If we take a look at their passenger numbers for the year to the end of September, they were up 6%, and their load factor, which is a key industry measure, and basically means how many seats are filled on each flight, that also rose to 91.5%. But these figures don't include any possible impact on EasyJet services to Egypt after last month's Russian jet crash. Some other results out this morning show a rise in discount stores. The latest supermarket share figures from Kantar World Panel for the 12 weeks to the 8th of November show that Aldi and Lidl have reached a combined market share of 10% of British grocery market for the first time. Sainsbury's registered the first share gain among any of the four large retailers since October in 2014. And closer to home, Gilbert Ash and the National Trust have just completed a series of restorations of the Crown Bar on Great Victoria Street. It's undergone a six-week project which saw their mosaic floors, stained glass windows and booths all being repaired. And the latest inflation figures for October are out later on this morning. In September, the consumer price index was minus 0.1%, so we'll find out whether prices are rising or falling at about 9:30. If we take a last look at the markets, the FTSE is up 90 points this morning at 62.37. A pound is worth €1.42 and $1.52, and that makes a euro worth 70 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.